proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish life and practice. From a Jewish perspective, death comprises merely another aspect of life. As such, death is a part of the divine plan. Under Jewish law, proximity to a dead body causes ritual uncleanness. Those who come close to a corpse need to wash their hands, whether or not they actually touch the dead body. When a person has died, others present will close his eyes, cover his body, and place it on the floor. They will also light candles next to the deceased body. Shomerim, or guardians, will stay near the decedent as a sign of respect. In the vicinity of a dead body, Jewish people neither eat, drink, nor perform mitzvah, that is to say, good works. They believe that doing such things amounts to a mockery of the dead person, who can no longer engage in such activities. Three major stages exist in preparing a dead body for burial. Rechitza, washing, cleanses dirt and bodily fluids off of a corpse. Tahara, or purification, involves cleansing the body in a Jewish ritual bath known as a mikveh, or cleansing a body under other running water. Halbasha, or dressing, means clothing the body in traditional burial garments and wrapping a sash around those garments in the shape of the Hebrew letter Shin, which symbolizes one of the Hebrew names for God. Jewish burial takes place as soon as possible, often within a 72-hour time frame after death. The removal of bodily organs from a decedent goes against Jewish law, as does embalming. However, autopsies can take place under special circumstances. Jewish law forbids having an open casket at a funeral. Jews believe that such a provision will allow enemies of the decedent to see him at his most helpless moment. A linen sheet covers the corpse, showing that death makes no distinction between the poor and the wealthy. Men can be buried adorned with their tallit, or phylacteries. Pallbearers bring the decedent's casket from the hearse to the grave in seven separate stages. For each segment, they will recite a portion of Psalm 91. Mourners, when they get back to their houses, will abstain from washing themselves, wearing leather clothes or jewelry. This practice will last for a full week. This time, known as sitting shiva, literally sitting for 7 days, is a time of mourning. Friends and family of the deceased will visit the bereaved family, bringing them food, cleaning their house, and otherwise offering them comfort. As a matter of tradition, moreover, visitors will wait for the mourners to speak first, before engaging in conversation with them. Judaism believes that even dead people can obtain merit through the good deeds someone else does in their name. Therefore, Jews do not see death as a termination of earthly relationships. Jewish families continue to remember their deceased loved ones. They hold special ceremonies, such as Yahrzeit, wherein 1 year after death, a Jewish family will light a candle and keep it burning for that day, in memory of their dead loved one. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.